Agatavach, everyone, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Korach, Tovshin Peihei. I would like to share with you what I shared with my Kehila today during the Drasha. I want to share a Drasha, a Shmuz, that I found that Rabbi Joachim Schlesinger of England, of London, that he gave Parshas Korach in 1967. 58 years ago, Parshas Korach was about a month after the Six-Day War, which was at the end of Iyar, and he said as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Vatiboka Adama, and the ground opened up and swallowed up Korach and all of the Rechush. And the Pasuk continues, V'chol Yisrael asher svivoseihem, and all of Klal Yisrael that was around them, nasu l'kailam. They fled l'kailam ki amru pen tivloinu haaretz. So the Mefarshim on the page, they're trying to understand, what does it mean, nasu, they fled l'kailam? The Kli Yakar, I think, asks, it should say, Mikailam. What was the sound? What was the coil? What were they fleeing from? What were they fleeing to? So Rashi says, Likailam, the Lamed here means Bishvil. They fled because of their coil. Whose coil? The coil of Korach v'Adosai. As they were being swallowed up by the ground, they said, Moshe emes v'seirosei emes. V'heim ba'doim. Moshe zemes, his Torah zemes. And we are liars. And because of that, Klal Yisrael, says Rashi, nasu bishvil kailam. And the question is, so where'd they run? They were running because of the sound of Moshe emes v'sayros emes. Where'd they run to? So says Rav Schlesinger, he found in the Ber Mayim Chaim, that says that once they found out that Korach was wrong, and Moshe Emes, v'sayros Emes, they fled to the Oyel Moed, l'ilmoy devar Hashem. What's the pshat? See, he explains as follows, we learned in Haftarah, Shmuel gathered all of Klal Yisrael to be Mechadesh, the Melucha of Shol, and Shmuel gives Musar to Klal Yisrael, and he tells them all the things, all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for them. And then he says, you did something wrong by asking for a king. And Shmuel then says, I'm going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halo ksir chitim hayoim. Today is the wheat harvest season. It's not the rainy time. And I'm going to daven to Hashem, and he's going to give kailos u'matar. He's going to give sounds, plus rain. Udu'u ru'u, and then you will know, and you will see, ki ro'aschem rabo, asher asisa meine Hashem lishalacha melech. And you will see that what you did was wrong to ask for a king. Vayikro Shmuel al Hashem, vayiten Hashem kailos u'matar bayimahu, vayiro kala'am ma'oit. They were all afraid. And they came to Shmuel and said, we did something wrong. Hispalo baravadecha davin to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What was Shmuel trying to accomplish? Was he just coming to show them a sign, an ice? So let it rain. What's the kailos? Vayira. And they were afraid. Well, what's going on here? Says Reb Schlesinger that when the Teva of the world is calm, people become complacent. People could become complacent not only in their physical needs, people come complacent in their ruchnias as well. When the world is shook up b'derech ha-teva, when things are shaken up, a person's whole equilibrium is shook up. And he starts thinking to himself, Achesh ben ha-nefesh, even in spiritual ways, in ruchnias, am I doing things correctly? And Shmuel understood that Klal Yisrael wasn't recognizing that asking for a king was something wrong. Vashem Aleichem Melech. Hashem Malkecha. Hashem is your king. They didn't understand this. So Shmuel wanted them to be shaken up. And it wasn't enough that it should rain. He wanted it to be scary. Vayira, they were kailos. And when they were afraid, all of a sudden they said, one second. They were shook up in a way that they started thinking, what did we just do? We asked for a king. That's a Yerida in Ruchnias. We have the Rabbi Nisham as a king. We have Shmuel as a Shaifet, as a Navi. What do we need a king? Kechal Agoyim. And they realized that they were on a slippery slope of Ruchnias. And they came to Shmuel and they said, oh, we did something wrong. Help us. Help us. We shouldn't slide further. And Shmuel told them what to do. Yes, you were incorrect. But you can still save yourselves. There's a king already. If you follow the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, things will be well. Says Rav Schlesinger, the same thing is true. Klal Yisrael, there's a machlokes Korach and Moshe. Many people thought that Korach is right. When they saw the mouth of the ground open up and swallow up Korach, it was an earthquake. And the Ramban says, we have earthquakes, but then it closed itself up. That was the Nate, says the Ramban. They saw this. They saw everyone being swallowed up by the earth. And then they heard, emanating from the depths of the earth, Moshe Emes v'Seirose Emes. Then not only did they see the world being shook up, sees a nace of the Teva being changed, then they heard Korach admitting that he's wrong. They recognized that their Ruchnias was not up to par. If they had been up to par, this could never have happened. And they were so shook up by what happened to Korach, and they heard the call of Korach, they fled. Where they flee to? To the Ayal Mayed. We have to cling to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We have to cling to our Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to mechazik our Ruchnias. Look what happened when we were complacent. Look what mistake almost happened to Klal Yisrael because of a Korach. That shake-up of the world caused them to realize, Nosu, they fled, they ran, Bishvil Kailam, because of the Kailam Moshe Emes, V'Sarei Seyemes, V'Heim Badoim, coming from V'Atiboko Adom Asher Tachteyem. They were shook up and they recognized they need to run to the Ayal Mayer. Zogt Rav Schlesinger, V'im Shinui Teva V'Teifo Loi Regila, if a change of nature, Lira, as a tragedy, Goyremes Lizboinus Visayrus, causes introspection and awakening. For sure, something that's built irugal, not normal. Litoiva, for the good. Uli Yeshua and Yeshua. Tzarech Adam Lossim Elibai Lizboinem Boy. Person has to contemplate. Velovili Deira. And to recognize what's going on. When you see Yeshua's, when a world is shaken up, litoiva, with nisim, with Yeshua's that are not rogil, we have to be awakened. And he explains as follows, he brings a meridik piece from the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur Hagra, Rav Maltzan, and the capital in Tehillim, that we say, Raninu Tzadikim Bashem. That we say in Psukah Dezimrov, Shabbos morning, and the Siach Yitzchak explains there's different levels of Ashkocha in the world. There's Ashkocha that Kadosh Baruch Hu has over the Umayis Ha'ilam. It's called in the Svarim Ashkocha Klalis, a general Ashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is not personally, intimately involved. He's given over what happens to them to Sarim, to Malachim. Each nation has a Tsar, each land has a Tsar. Of course, these Malachim don't have any free choice to do what they want. But basically, it's not a direct relationship that these umos and these lands have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the pasuk says, Mishamayim hibit Hashem. From the heavens Hashem gazed. You gaze from afar. Ra'as kol b'nei Adam, he sees all the people, all the lands, all the umos olam, all the people. But then there's the level of a Klal Yisrael, which we call Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis means Hashem is directly involved. There's no sar, ki chelak Hashem amai, Yaakov chevel nachalosai, direct relationship, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And that's the next pasuk. Mimichoin shifta hishkiach, he's involved, el kol yoyishvei ha'aretz, those who are living on the land, Eretz Yisrael, and it refers to Klal Yisrael, even when they're not on the land of Eretz Yisrael, we are the Yoishvei Ha'aretz. That's the Hashgacha Pratis, the Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael enjoys that's above and beyond the rest of the world. But then he says there's a third Madrega. And this third Madrega is the Hashgacha Al Chasidim, Hanigoshim Al Hashem. Chasidim, Chaside Al Yoin, Tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Hashkachosai Yoyser Atzuma L'maylo Mimareches HaTeva. He is a special, intense Hashkacha L'maylo Miderech HaTeva. That's abnormal, above and beyond normal, supernatural. And that's the Pasuk Kinei Ein Hashem Al Yireyov. The Eye of Hashem. The Eye of Hashem Al Yireyov. Lamiyachlim lechastoi, those who yearn for his chesed. And he explains, he says, this ayin, the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents, v'osimo eini alov, said Yosef HaTzadik. That's putting my eye on him, is a special involvement, paying attention, giving attention. And he says, that it doesn't say two eyes, it says one eye. Because when a person truly wants to focus, Amali says, you look through a telescope. You look through a telescope, he says. It's with one eye. You close one eye so you could see super laser focused. Hine ein Hashem al yireyov. Lamiyachlim l'chastoi what lehatzil mi moves nafsham. What's moves? He says, lehatzil mi moves nafsham. Even if there's death going on, mi aminam umi smilam, from their right and their left. Rabim chalolim yapilu, hine aleim lo yigoshu. There's a supernatural hashkacha that doesn't affect them. Ulechayoy sambarov. There could be a famine, and they're not affected. Like by Yitzchak. There was a famine, and he planted vayimtza mea sharim. Special hashkachas Hashem lireyov. That says, the siach Yitzchak are the levels of hashkacha. Zokt Rav Schlesinger, vato yipolei. It's a pella. Haloi mashem esaprim koeis miashkocha proti nifla shayu bayomim elu beretz Yisrael. So he's talking about the 6-day war. The 6-day war was an unbelievable Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. There were a lot of karbonas, but not the amount that they thought. The Israeli government in 6-day war were prepared to take over parks and places to make cemeteries. And there were many karbanas, but there were unbelievable Yeshuas. And the same thing we have witnessed. Rav Nissen Kaplan said that Shamgar Beis Halavayas had coolers, outdoor coolers, ready for the thousands of casualties, Rachmana Litzlan, that they expected with the Iranian attacks on Eretz Yisrael. There was an unbelievable... What's his lashon? Hashkacha prati nifla shayu yomim elu beretz Yisrael. The unbelievable hashkacha pratis. Humamish ko'isan hadvarim anemorim legabi chasidim gemurim. He says it's a pillar of Schlesinger. That the hashkacha pratis that we saw here wasn't the regular Kla Yisrael hashkacha pratis, which is the milam in derech hateva. It wasn't the regular Eretz Yisrael hashkacha pratis. Asher eini Hashem bo mereishis hashana varach rishana. This was the hashkacha pratis of chasidim el yoinim, the highest level of hashkacha. It's a pele gadol v'noira. to be able to see such a thing. To see such a thing in Eretz Yisrael. To have this high level of Ashkocha Pratis. And what has to be our reaction when we see the level of Ashkochas Hashem? As he said before, when tragedies happen in an abnormal way, it's supposed to shake us up. Shmuel, Koilis Vayira, Nasu L'Koilom, Kol Shekein, when we have Shinoi Bilta Raga L'Toiv Yeshua, when we see such an open manifestation of Yeshua's Hashem, of Nisim Gluyim, of Ashkocha on the highest level of Chasidim Al Yainim. Who ever heard of a war? Not one plane was lost, not one soldier was lost. In Gaza, Rachmana Litzlan, Asach Karbonis. One drone, maybe, was shot down. And the Ashkochas Hashem, the ballistic missiles that were sent, each one that landed had a Maisa. This one, this hospital was pumped, cleared out over cautiously a day earlier. It fell over here in between two buildings in a shul. No one was there because if it would have been a few minutes later, it would have been full. It would have been a drop to the right, a drop to the left. Each one has a mitzvah, chas v'shalom. We're not taking away from those who were traumatized and those who were injured and those who even were killed. But the Ashkochas Hashem of every single one was Ashkocha Niflah. Was an unbelievable Ashkocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. An unbelievable Ashkocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we see these open Nisim, there's a Maisa going around, I said this Friday night, about an army officer who paid for a younger man's groceries. As I said, I don't know if the Maisa is Emes. I'm not questioning it, but I don't know. But it's La'amita. And he said, why am I paying the groceries? 1,000 shekel, whatever it was. He says, I work on the Iron Dome. And he says, in the Ukraine, I worked on it. And in the Ukraine, it's only 50% successful. And in Israel, it's 99% successful. And I couldn't figure out why. I went to check. Everything's exactly the same. I came to the Akara, because we have something else in Eretz Yisrael that's protecting us and causing it to be 99% successful. And that's Limud HaTorah, and I want to thank you. Again, I don't know if the details of the story are emes or not. It's going around viral, the story of La'amita Zicher. That there should be such high percentages of these things working is not Lefi Derech HaTeva. There is no system in the world that expects that high levels of success. It's an unbelievable amount. This is Ashkochas Hashem on the highest level. It's Pashut Nisim that we have to open up our eyes and recognize. Last week in the drasha, I spoke about this. I didn't have time to record it. I apologize. I was traveling. But we have to open our eyes and our hearts to be able to see it. And what's our reaction? The pasuk told us our reaction. V'chol Yisrael asher svivaseyem nasu likoilam. Bishvil koilam. When we see it, we have to run. To where? To the ayam mayit. We have to be shaken up and recognize Yesh Borei Olam. There's a Baal Abira Zoo. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming at us. Moshe Emes V'Sayros Ayemes. He wants us to connect Him. He wants us to improve. They say that after the Six-Day War, there was an unbelievable Shefa of Ruchnias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured down to this world. The Velt says the Baal Tshuva chapt it. That was the beginning of the Baal Tshuva movement. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us such open nisim l'toiva l'Yeshua, such Ashkocha Pratis of the highest level. There's a Shefa coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we could tap into that. This is an opportunity for us to grow. You just have to get in, make a little Kabbalah to make your davening a little better. You're learning a little better. Your Chesed, your Emunah, something to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To run to the Ayal Mayed and say, Moshe Emes V'Sayra, say Emes, we want to improve, Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to do and connect with you. And once you're in the door, it's wide open. You'll be tapping into that Shefa. If that Shefa can make people who are not from into Bali Tshuva, Could you imagine what it could do for somebody who's already a Baal Tshuva, who's already frum, who's already connected? He just needs that little push forward, propel him to heights, ad ein shir. Nasu l'kailam, that's what we have to do. We have to open our eyes, we have to recognize it. We have to thank the Ribbono shel Olam, and we'll get to that in a moment. But what Hashem wants from us, the message He's sending us, Klal Yisrael, as we said, always has Ashkacha, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Siddur, that we're misbeinin on Klal Yisrael, existence in Golus, Geseb and Shivim Zevim, it's bigger than the Nisim in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the longer it goes, the Golus, the greater that Nis is. And that's something we always try to recognize. But at times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it to the next level, and He shows us that highest level. Why we're zeichet to this? Could we call ourselves chasidim? Certain individuals in Klal Yisrael perhaps can. But Klal Yisrael as a whole, this is a matana from the Ribbono shel Olam. We could be those miyachalim lechastai. We could be those yireyav that He's telling us, look how I deal with you. Hinein Hashem al yireyav. Let's chaparayin, Rabbi Sai. Let's chaparayin and show the Ribbono shel Olam that we recognize there's a Baal Abi Razu. Moshe Emes v'sayrosa Yemes. Nosu. Let's run to the Ayal Mayed to learn from the Ribbono shel Olam. And after davening, I sat everyone down and I said as follows. Harav HaGoyin Reb Baruch Hirschfeld Zuzayin Gezudin Shtark, the Zakan HaRabbonim here in Cleveland, sent a message Erev Shabbos to the Rabbonim that we have to make sure not to forget to give Shevach V'Hidah to the Ribbono shel Olam and these Meirud Dikanisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael, but with the bombing of the nuclear plant, the nuclear facilities in Iran, by Eretz Yisrael, Israel, what they did, and America, we have to make sure we thank the Ribbono shel Olam. And I remember hearing from him, and he says every shul should do what they feel is appropriate, but we have to make sure not to lose the moment. And I remember I heard this from him many, many times. In 1970, when Rav Huttner was on that plane that was hijacked and taken hostage, Tillim was being said for 2 weeks or whatever it was. And the Besura that Rav Huttner was freed came on a Friday afternoon, was right before Rosh Hashanah. On a Friday afternoon, and he remembers he was in the Bes Medrash, there were a few Bachram there. And Rav Gifter came out of his house, he heard the news, and there were a few Bachram vogging around. He took them, he said, we're going to the Bes Medrash. Went to the Bes Medrash, maybe there was a minion there, I don't remember the details exactly. There weren't a lot of people there. And Rav Gifter said, we've been davening to the Ribbono shel Olam for 2 weeks, begging him to let Rav Huttner free. We have to now say Tehillim to thank him for freeing Rav Huttner. And he got up and he said, with emotion, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis, I think it was, Kapitul Lamed. And Rav Hirschfeld said, I've heard this many, many times, he'll never forget the emotion the Rav Gifter had in thanking the Ribbono shel Olam after davening for 2 weeks. Be'eis Sara, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'eis Shevach. And that's why Rav Hirschfeld is always very big into this, and that's why he sent this message, B'daf Dankin the Ribbono shel Olam. And I said, Chizkiyo HaMelech was taken to task by Chazal. Could it be Mashiach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says? He didn't say Shira after Mapela Sancheirev, even though it's Mavur, that he said Halal, Kelel Iskadish Chag. The Pasuk says, there's a briskarav about this. Shira is when we express the Nisim that happened and thank the Ribbono shel Olam for it. Halal is the standard Halal. But there's a chiv of Shira. Shira Sayom, Shira's Devaira. That's what Chizkiyahu didn't do. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, think about the unbelievable Nisim. Like we mentioned before, the Ashgacha Pratis, of the success of what they did in Iran, of even what made it through, all the Iron Dome and all the other defense things, every single Hashgacha of where things landed. And we have to look at the overview of the last couple of years in the political world and things that went on. How this is all like the Purim story of being set up. Could you imagine, Rachman al-Islam, if Hezbollah was B'Taykvay and Hamas was B'Taykvay and then Iran and this whole thing was happening? It would have been impossible. But the Rabbi Nisham caused October 7th with all the Karbonis, Rachman al-Islam. But Hamas, it wasn't a Baldaba here. Hezbollah, even then, they should have come in immediately. And that, no, they came in later. And they're gone. And even, I have to say, President Trump, if he would have won a second term after his first term, instead of Biden, he wouldn't have had the mandate from the American people to do what needs to be done. It was only because it was a Biden, with all the years of chaos and all that, that now that he came back with his mandate, he now has had the guts, for the lack of any other word, to order such a thing, to do such a thing. He never would have, Biden for sure wouldn't have done it, but he wouldn't have done it either. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam, we have to understand that. And the story's still unfolding, it hasn't ended. And we can't forget about the hostages that are still in Gaza. And Rachman Litzon, the Karbon is still in Gaza. And we have to recognize also there's families in Iran, the Yidin, that now unfortunately were taken in. Rachman Litzon, they should be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them and help them. But we also have to say Shira to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Akol Hanisim Shenasa Lanu. And then we went, and we said together, the whole shul together, not pasuk by pasuk, all together, we said, Kapitulam in Mizbashir Chanukah Sabai Isle David, Harim Chashem Kidilisoni, Hafach the Mispedili. And I want to point out also that how much every person, even in Golus, was affected by this. Because with the closure, so many people were stuck there, stuck here, stuck there, yeshivas. The girls from seminary couldn't get home. It wasn't like the middle of the year, so they're there. They were all... It wasn't just, I know somebody in Eretz Yisrael, or I have a sister there. There was almost Rabbeim and Moros. Kemat, everybody was affected in a very personal way here. Everyone was part of this Sara, somehow. And the Mela were all part of the Yeshua as well. That's still unfolding, of course. Hafachta mispidi l'mocheli. And then we said, Kapitel Kuf, Mizmer l'soida. And then we all said together, Nishmas Kol Chai, till the end. It was an unbelievable maimed, and then the whole shul saying together, Toiv lohidus l'Hashem, ulezamer l'shimcha el yoin, lahagid baboiker chastecho, to relate baboiker when things are light, the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'shas the Yeshua seeing the chesed. In Golus and Laila, there's Emuna. Vani bechastecha v'tachti. Yoge libi bishuasecha. Ashira la Hashem. Ki goma l'aloi. That is our job here. When we recognize and see the Yeshuas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashkocha protis nifla of Chasidim. It's a mechaya for us. It's a mechaya for us to sing Shira l'Rabbeinu Shloim. Hoyidu loi Baruch Hu Shemayi. It's a mechai for us to run to the Ayol Mayed. Every person, find your Ayol Mayed. Run there, connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see, just like we saw this open manifestation of Nisim from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we should continue to see Meiridik Yeshua's Nisim Gluyim, and of course, see the greatest Nes in Yeshua, the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheiro V'Yameinu Amen. Kol Tov, everyone.